720 WGN. Thank you, Vivian. It's 8:11. It's part of Andrea Chicago now. All right, it is. We're getting ready for St. Patrick's Day, one of my favorite holidays of the year, although maybe not for some because they have to work it and cover the parades. But we have in studio Luke McKee and members of the Stockyard Kilty Band. Luke, I introduced you first because I know you and we're friends, so I hope that's okay.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
I'm going to have everybody introduce themselves and tell everyone what you each play, what instrument you play, and then we'll ask you a little bit about the band and talk about you guys. Use guys, as they say. All right, why don't we start over here?
How you doing? My name is Jim Butler. I've been with the Stockyard Kilty Band for about 18 years, and I play the bagpipes.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Tracy Cavanaugh. I've been with the Stockyard Kilty Band for about 8 years, and I play the bagpipes.
Okay. Luke?
I've been playing for about 32 years. Play the bagpipes, of course.
No, we got to mention your family. This is a family affair.
Yes. Our dad played since 1950, I believe.
And they wrote a big article about him. Okay, this was when he was 85 years old. Boy, this is a fascinating story. This was in 2013. Did your dad get you guys into playing
pipes?
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Or was this your grandpa? Okay.
Yeah, it was my dad.
Your dad. And your brother's here, too?
Yes.
The other McKee?
So, Matt McKee, I've been in the band, about 35 years. Weirdly, I have the same dad as Luke.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah,
crazy,
it's a coincidence.
How that works.
Yeah.
Are there other McKees in the band?
We have two brothers. Dave's the oldest. He's the lead drummer.
Okay.
And then Danny is a bass drummer.
Okay.
And then a couple third generation.
Yeah.
So we got Marty McKee on drums and Maura McKee, my daughter, on pipes.
Very cool.
And a few more Luke's kids and my kids taking lessons, so we keep it going.
All right. I'm going to ask you how young you guys all were when you started. One more. Sorry.
I'm Dan O'Brien. I play drums with the Stockyard Kilty Band, and I've been in the band about 22 years.
Wow. So is this like a Supreme Court? Once you're in the band, you're in for life?
That's the law.
Basically? Yeah. How old were you all when you started playing? I know you're going 35 years, so you guys started when you obviously were two years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Sure. who started at the youngest age playing?
I started playing with the band when I was 11.
Okay.
So, actually, my daughter taught me because I think she was 10. But, yeah, so in this crew here, yeah, I'm probably the youngest.
Do you have to be Irish to be in the band?
No.
You can be Irish Croatian as well.
Okay. Right. As long as you can play.
Right.
Is there any sort of a hazing thing that goes on?
You can't talk.
Okay, I knew I was going to get that. No, but what's really cool, and you're going to hear the Stockyard Kilty Band play in just a little bit. You play all the parades, yeah.
Yes.
And this is fun. Yeah. You guys enjoy this
most of the time, yeah. All depending on weather, usually.
Yeah. Is that weather? Does that affect how you play?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
does
yeah.
it?
Okay. It could affect the
reeds,
the sound of the pipes.
Your
fingers get cold. Awesome. So if your finger's cold, you can't play as well.
Okay.
Sometimes the reeds freeze up when it's too cold.
Mm-hmm.
Or they get wet.
Okay.
Stick.
How long does it take to learn how to play pipes?
It all depends.
Yeah, it depends on the person.
It's kind of a lifetime
really?
For some.
Yeah. Come on. Why are they all looking at you? Why do they dog you about this?
Because I'm still learning.
It takes, when we get a student, it's about, if they put the time in, it's like a year to get them onto pipes and playing, if they put the effort in.
And that's is that like practicing every day, couple days?
Yeah, a decently amount, and 5-6 days a week. And then it's something you keep getting, you keep developing through your whole life. That's what I mean by that.
Yeah.
You keep getting better. It's like anything. So, but to get you on the pipes from chanter to learning the first note, it's a good year.
This is your busy season, though, obviously. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. What's that like for everybody? It's kind of the Super Bowl. Of the Kilty Band,
it's
right?
It's your chance to kind of be a rock star. It's kind of, it's pretty cool, especially when you go into places and everybody wants to talk to you and say hi or take a photo with you or hear you play. Like, it's really a fun time, like, to be in a bagpipe band, and I think everybody here can agree to that.
Yeah.
But
how often do people say, can I try? Can I hold it? Can I play?
Too often. Yeah,
I know, right? Especially after a few cocktails at the Southside Irish Parade.
Yeah.
Are you all... Southside, or is any Northsiders here too?
We are Southside.
Southside.
All blessed to be Southsiders.
No, I am too, so it's okay. I grew up at 91st and Pulaski, so. Although some will argue that that's more South Suburbs than Southside. Oaklawn.
I would never say that on the air.
Okay. Thank you, Luke.
The margin for error allows that.
All right, tell me a little bit more about the band. Now, this is your family has kind of gotten you into this.
Yes, but the band was founded in 1921.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So it was Scottish war veterans that founded it. It was originally the British Legion Pipe Band.
Mm-hmm.
And it was changed to the Stackers in 26. Am I right there?
Yeah. Wait,
is it 1926?
1926. Oh, the band became affiliated with the Stackard American Legion Post.
Doesn't it make you proud? I mean, to be a part of history.
Oh, yeah.
One of the longest and oldest playing pipe bands in the country.
It's one of the oldest in the country. Definitely oldest in Illinois.
Yeah. That's very cool. We're going to hear you guys play in just a little bit. The Stockyard Kilty Band. We'll take a quick break and come back and hear the band play some Irish music for us after this on 720 WGN. All right. 820, 720 WGN. We are going to hear from the Chicago Stockyard Kilty Band. It wouldn't be St. Patrick's Day in Chicago without the Kilty Band. They're going to be playing in both parades on Saturday, the Chicago Parade and the Southside Irish Parade on Sunday. So without further ado, here is the Chicago Stockyard Kilty Band. Nice. You are listening to the beautiful sounds of the Chicago Stockyard Kilty Band in studio. Luke, come on back over here. We're going to put you back on the spot. Come on back over here, McKee Brothers. What's it like? I mean, when you guys are playing, you can tell you're having a lot of fun. This has got to be, as I said, it's your Super Bowl. What's it like playing together for all these years? It's a family.
It's a blast. Yeah, it is. It's a second family.
And I know,
not to mention my brother's in it, but
well, I know, and it's so much fun to. That's the first thing, yeah. It's so much fun to watch you guys give each other. You all look alike. You look so much alike.
Good looking crew.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's like a GQ convention when I walk in.
That's
you
the
know.
First thing people notice.
I know you guys wanted to thank a few people too. Is there anyone else that you want to thank before you play again for us?
Well, I got to thank Maggie.
Yeah, of course.
Right? I should probably thank my wife too.
Yeah, you should thank your wife and your family and your kids and everything, right. And they're all listening. When you, I know you said the wedding. Yeah, go ahead.
So let's throw a shout out to our mom, right? She's by listening, Kitty McKee, because tonight we're here, but Tuesday night we teach pipes at her house still for like 40-some years. And so there's people at her house that are sitting there that we teach every Tuesday, and they're all listening tonight, and she puts up with us every Tuesday night.
You teach at this poor woman's house every week? She's a saint.
Yes.
Well, does she cook too?
She puts snacks out. Yes, afterwards.
But I mean, every year for how many years have you been doing this? You've been teaching pipes at her house
since 1975.
Oh my god!
So like 10 to 15 years before I was born.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Right. Well, when our dad died, she said she still wanted us to keep it up.
Oh, she did.
Oh yeah.
For real, she did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she specifically said
she should have been the first person you thanked. No offense to Maggie, of course, but
I thought of it, Mom.
There you go, Kitty. Shout out to Kitty McKee and the Stockyard Kilty Band. She should be very proud of her sons and for passing this beautiful tradition on for generations to come. So let's hear one more time from. Well, actually, two. Can you do two more?
Of course.
Okay, so we'll hear from the Stockyard Kilty Band, take a little break, and come back and play one more song in honor of St. Patrick's Day festivities coming up in Chicago. Again, the parade is Saturday at noon, and the Southside Irish Parade is also at noon on Sunday. Here we go, Stockyard Kilty Band.
Okay, quick. March.